food, your water, the air you breathe, and then sex, and then relationships, and then comes home and family and things like that, on up the ladder, on up the scale, until we get to this highest part of the pyramid, which is self-actualization, then essentially you're going to be hopping back and forth. You're not going to be able to get on with what your passion is, and that may be higher up in the scale, until you deal with the lower order needs or desires or paradigms that come from your animal brain. In other words, what is it that's really holding you back? What is it from your hierarchy of needs that's so important, it's such a survival issue that you're sort of stuck there? You know what I'm saying? So until you can get to the point to where
radio,
you can escape that particular motivation cycle, which gets sort of stuck. A lot of us get stuck in that, and we feel like we can't escape that. Then you're going to be stuck in that lower level of motivation, and you're not going to be able to get on with what I think you're the higher level motivation, which is your passion. Let me ask you this, Don. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I can. Do you have a particular example of something that you're looking at that you're...
Really what I'm talking about, or what I'm asking, is more of a generic kind of an issue as opposed to a specific thing. But it sounds to me like what I'm hearing you say, Michael, is that I probably need to do a lot more homework before I can step out. Into the business world with my passion. Having your passion isn't enough in itself before you're ready to make that leap. What you're telling me is I need to know myself a little bit better.
That's actually it, Don. However, welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program that features interviews and some of the best and brightest. You know what? If your passion is the kind where you're willing to die for it, then pretty much you can overcome those things really quickly. You know what I'm saying? So there's an element of motivation in that passion that when you begin to apply it to these lower order, those creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I'll focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives and the people who influence them the most and the decisions that I was speaking of earlier. It really begins to make a difference, and you start just clicking through those. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, and there's a way of doing that, and we'll be going into that in the course that brought them success. Now, this particular show, I won't be interviewing anyone, but I will be entertaining call-ins. That excellent question, by the way, so thank you for calling in on that.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the help.
You're welcome. Okay, so what I want to do is mention... Excellent calls, by the way. Those were really, really on point. Speaking on a subject near and dear to my heart, and that's called branding from the soul, or branding from the inside out. How to turn your unique products and services into, or how to turn. I mentioned some of the paradigms that we struggle under. Some of the ones I mentioned in the course involve win-win versus win-lose, the law of reciprocity, which means that basically you treat others as you would like to be treated, but it goes very deep. Your passion, actually, into unique products and services that people really want to buy. So into that. Also, there's a paradigm where we feel like we're motivated by a sense of self. And what I mean by that is we're trying to discover ourselves. So this would bring me out or something. And really, the motivation for the market, success is the topic that we're going to be covering today. But a little bit of background about the logical soul. You see, as business people, by the way, all seem to be saying the same thing, and is when you look at your market, it's not about you. It's about them. What does your market want? And so really a sense of self, like I had the person who said that they hate chiropractor for many years. I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden selling, for example. And so I spent a few minutes with them and found out, well, the reason they hated selling, because the paradigm or the idea about selling was that, you know, the brush salesman sticks his foot in the door and then he comes in and he forces someone to buy something they don't really want, that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious or connives them into, you know, trying this out and get someone hooked for a contract, things like that. And it's just a very seedy form of the idea of the salesman and, you know, door-to-door salesman type thing. When really, decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these hidden decisions, when really what selling is all about is basically giving person what you feel that they really need based on your passion. And that passion is what drives you. That passion to give them. They say, if they don't get what I have, their lives will not be complete. It can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many of you. So that pretty much wraps up our show. Now, I'm going to continue this next week, next Tuesday, and I'll be talking about the 9 ways that we sabotage our business. So be sure to tune in, and this will be on on June the 29th. I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people. 6 p.m., 6 to 6:30 Eastern Time. Tune in for Logical Soul Talk, and I'll go over the 9 ways we sabotage our business, which is step 2 of this particular show. So thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Michael Craig, and this is Logical Soul Talk. Lives. And such as rediscovering a lost passion, finding a soulmate, or getting really clear on... flow and things like that. And you can get more information on the Logical Soul Technique, books, courses, meetup groups, and more at www.logicalsoul.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free e-zine full of powerful tips for self-discovery. Now, my guests were selected because I found their stories interesting. But as I said, today's show, we won't have a guest because I'm going to be talking on branding, the topic of branding, and we're going to continue our guest in July. So be sure to check blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul for the schedule to find out who's on tap for shows in July, and we should have that up pretty soon here. And but at any rate, the topic today is called Branding from the Inside Out. Branding from the soul. And this is a topic that just sort of came to me from my own struggles with trying to understand what was going on with my own life. In other words, what was it that I was doing that wasn't working? Well, I knew that there was a lot of things I was doing that wasn't working, but what was I doing that was working? What was really coming from the essence of who I was or who I am? And how could I turn that into unique product and service myself that could attract people and help them in their lives? I discovered the Logical Soul back in 1992, quite by accident, actually. I was a chiropractor before that, and I had picked up several techniques to, you know, anywhere from applied kinesiology to acupuncture, and I was using them successfully. The only problem I was finding was that a lot of people either weren't getting well or weren't getting the results long term. And I set out to discover a way in which my patients and subsequently my clients were able to get results that lasted longer than, say, a few days or a week or so. This was a problem that I'd noticed that was across the board. It wasn't just me. And in fact, I noticed this when I got into the field of motivation after I had the death of a loved one in 1985. I really got into the motivation field, and I really wanted to discover what was positive thinking and that type of thing, because I was so caught up in the negative self-talk and the negative self-worth feeling that I really felt like it was something I needed to do to get on right track. And I spent a whole lot of time hanging out with positive motivation people, gurus, and so forth. Recently, I've been hanging out with a lot of people in the internet marketing field and discovering that a lot of the same things are going on. They're very positive, very creative. The only thing is I discovered that what I had to offer wasn't exactly the way that they were teaching how to market. In internet marketing, if you're familiar with that field at all, what they will start out with is basically it works like this. You find a hot niche or a hot market, such as, you know, let's say the hot market would be, let's pick one. Let's say you want to make money on the internet. That's usually what they are out there selling, how to make money on the internet. The hot niche would be making money on the internet or a home business type thing. Well, you take that and you go and do what is called a keyword search, where you go and find all the keywords related to internet marketing or home business marketing or internet marketing from the home, things like that, different phrases that would match that particular niche or market. And taking that, then you turn that into a product or a service, such as an ebook or a video series or a membership site or a training course or something. You turn that into a product and sell that to the people. And once you have the product, then you can offer like a free come on, where you give them a free ebook or a free video or audio tape instruction, something that will teach them about this particular product or service that you're offering. It's sort of it's a bribe, basically, is what it is. It allows people to sign up for your list, or it lets people sign up for your list, so that when you get a large enough mailing list, then you can mail them out if you do have something to offer, some course for sale or some actual product for sale, and you get them in what is called your funnel, where they begin to become, they begin to know, trust, and like you and buy from you when the time is right. So that's really how the internet marketing world works. You find the market, you develop the product, and then people will come and you give them what they want, in essence. And that's great. And what I found when I got into internet marketing is that there was something that wasn't working. For some reason, I was looking to do this, but it all felt so artificial, and I already had a product. For example, the Logical Soul was something that I'd already known was very powerful and it could help people. The problem I had, and this is the problem I'm finding with some people who have skills and talents that they don't really think are marketable, the problem I had was I didn't really know how to market what I had. And that seems to be a problem that a lot of people have, as I said. And so Logical Soul, I was trying to figure out, well, what do I have that fits what people actually want? And that was a big dilemma for me. I couldn't figure out exactly what that is and how it would work. And so I played with a lot of different ideas. Many of them just fell by the wayside. Some of them didn't work at all. Others were just, you know, they just didn't work. And I tried to figure out exactly what would happen. And finally, I just listened to people and what kind of results they were getting. And I noticed that some people were making a lot of money. I was working with people on money issues. I was working with people on motivation issues. There seemed to be things related to finding out what they really wanted, and it went down to key motivation. What was, in essence, what motivated that particular person or that, you know, for things in life? With myself, I discovered that this motivation had to do with relationships, transformation, and business. I enjoyed business, but I wasn't very good at it. I was good, however, at transformation. I could take someone, find out where they were coming from, help them locate that area of transformation within them, and walk through that door of transformation so that they could actually change a deep-rooted, hidden decision that would allow them to get on with their life and stop the inner self-sabotage or the self-talk that normally creates problems and doesn't allow us to get on with what we really want. So branding from the soul or branding from the inside out is basically taking our passion, and many of us don't know what that is, finding out what that passion is, taking that passion, and then turning it into a product or a service, and then finding the market that needs that product or service, assuming it's something that people want and need, and then selling it to them. And so essentially, how do you turn your passion into cash? You know, how do you turn your passion into happiness? How do you go from zero to happiness in a few months? And that's really the essence of what this course is about. It's in the process of being formulated. I've talked with several people, several other teachers and branding experts, marketing experts, those who are very successful in business and successful in marketing, and brought them on board so that we're putting together this course where I know about the transformation piece. I know how to get into the essence, help people get on track, find out exactly what they want and need, and what they have to offer that's totally unique to them, and how to bring that into the market. Once we hit the marketing phase, then I turn it over to my associates who then provide some really, really in-depth material to show how to take that particular idea and make a lot of money with it. What they call an avalanche of cash. And so turn your passion into an avalanche of cash sounds like a marketing ploy, and it is. But in this case, it really works because I haven't seen anything on the market like that. And I must say, at the current time, it is not available. I hate to sit here and say that because I wish it were available. However, if you want to get on the mailing list and be notified of when this course is becoming available, you can go to logicalsoul.com/branding.html. That's branding, B-R-A-N-D-I-N-G dot H-T-M-L. That's logicalsoul.com/branding.html. And just give me your name, email address, or to sign up for a notification, and we'll let you know as soon as that course becomes available. And it should be really soon in July. I'm looking forward to that. So take the opportunity to do that. I've got several people on the line. If you have a question or you want to ask a question of me about inside-outside branding, or just any question at all in particular about some problems that you might be having with your life or with getting your products and services and making money from who you are and what you are, you can raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad, and I'll notice that on the switchboard, and I can call on you. So that number again is area code 347-843-4544. If you're calling or if you're listening to this show live, call that number, 347-843-4544, and raise your hand by pressing 1. If you're listening to the show on a podcast later, obviously you're not going to be able to call in, but you can send an email to drcraig@logicalsoul.com, and I will answer your question that way. So if we have questions, go ahead and raise your hand. If not, I'm going to go ahead and go through a little bit of the outline of the course. Now, the heading of this course is called Branding from the Soul or From the Inside Out. Discover the secret 25-minute tactic you can use to magically turn your passion into an avalanche of cash. And we've got a call in. I'm going to call on the person here. Hold on 1 second. Yes, you're on the air, area code 404. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, this is Bridget. I do have a question.
Okay, Bridget,
so
go ahead.
You're talking about passion of people, you know, to find your passion.
Uh-huh.
Right? Can you tell us how to do that?
That's a good question. And I'm going to put you on hold and answer that question, if I may. Is there any other part of that question you want to know?
Nope.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold and I'll answer your question. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
How to find your passion? That's probably the most crucial question that could be asked, and I'm glad she did. It's a process, Bridget, and the process involves essentially we start at the beginning, and that is, you know, obviously we're going to make a list of those things that we love, and there's a way of going into that process, which actually I learned from Raymond Aron. It's a very powerful process, which we find out exactly what it is that you love and begin to prioritize those loves. Now, we can also add the logical soul technique to discover and to narrow down what it is you love by finding out, is this a priority? Is that a priority? And there's a way of muscle testing that, by the way, and you can test yourself. And the way you can do that is you can take your thumb and index finger, say of your left hand if you're right-handed, and join your thumb with your index finger or your middle finger together to form a loop. And then you take your right hand or the index finger of your right hand and you stick in that loop and you try to break that loop just with some pressure. And this is a way of sort of getting feedback. It's a way of the body sort of tap or way that we can tap in the subconscious mind or the body intelligence, so to speak. It's sort of a simple, cheap biofeedback technique that allows us to get feedback as to whether or not we're getting a yes or no from inside our gut, from inside our intuition or a feeling level. And so you can try that. There's other ways of doing muscle testing with a partner, which is actually better, which I'll go into later on. But to get the self-testing technique, you can go to the June 21st blog post, which I have at logicalsoul.com, and I've got a video on how to do that. So you can check out that, and I'll have that available on membership sites and also as part of a page that I'll be offering soon. So go to logicalsoul.com, you can get that information. But once you learn how to self-test or muscle test, then you want to discover what is a priority in my life. My priority is this, and you can name several areas in your life that you find as a priority or that you find as a need or something that you would be willing to die for. Now, I know that sounds a little extreme, but the way you find your passion is you list all the things you love, but really what it boils down to is what or who would you be willing to die for? And once you discover that, then you've discovered your passion. Your true passion is that which you're willing to die for. Not that you would die, but obviously if you're not willing to die for something, it's not really deep enough. And that's really how we discover the essential passion that we have. Once you discover that, the rest of it is fairly straightforward. To develop that passion, then you begin to come out and find out what is it about that passion that might be marketable. Now, you know, obviously if there's someone that you love and you're willing to die for them, you're not going to market that person, you're going to sell that person. But I mean, there's something about that passion that sometimes can be transferred into a product or a service that serves that particular passion, say. So if I love my wife, which I do, and I'd be willing to die for her, which I would, I could convert that passion into something akin to relationships, say, and begin to use that. We've got some other calls, so I'm going to call on someone, raise their hand. Hi, area code 678, you're on the air. 678-468-5988. Can I help you?
Yes, hello, my name is Birgit.
Hi, Birgit.
Hello. First of all, I want to say I love your Blog Talk Radio, and I'm very intrigued and touched by your message.
Well, thank
and
you.
I'm wondering, after having been working with so many methods so far and always hoping for success, it never worked, and I'm still feeling a block in pursuing the career I love, and I want to have success in it as well. So do you have any suggestions how I can overcome this block?
Overcome the block to repeat that again?
To have success in the career I love.
Okay, in the career you love. So the career would have to do with, I know Birgit, I'll be honest with you. So Birgit, you're in the field of, let's see, what was it?
Energy.
Go ahead and tell the people what your passion is or what the field is that you're interested in.
Yeah, my field and my passion is into energy healing to help people to have a better life and to heal their traumas and all their own blocks. But apparently I have my own block in pursuing this successfully.
So, right, right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Birgit. Would you be willing to die for that particular passion?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so that is something that's really near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
The thing about it is, let me put you on hold and I'll go ahead and answer your question if I may, okay?
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for calling. Excellent question, Birgit. And to answer that basically is to, first of all, find out any conflicts, because there's a lot of conflicts, what I call compound decisions that we have. For example, I could have a passion that I really love doing such, you know, let's say I love doing business, but or making money or creating products or something like that. But I may have a hidden decision that's hidden from my conscious mind. Well, I can't do that and say be religious at the same time. Let's say I grew up as a Christian and I had this belief, and this is actually true for me. My grandmother, who's a born-again Baptist, would say that money is the root of all evil and blah, blah, blah. And so I sort of grew up feeling that money was evil, and if I had it, then I wouldn't go to heaven, and, you know, this whole thing about that. So I had to come to the point where, you know, that belief was contradicting the idea of having money. And so I could not go further until that belief was was gone, or until that compound decision, as it were, was gone. And the compound decision is, I want money, but I can't have it and go to heaven. So a lot of times you can have decisions that may be conflicting. In other words, if you want to be spiritual and you want to stand for other people's transformation, if money is involved, would that be a conflict? These are things you need to test. These are things you need to look at and find out if that compound decision, and it may be that, it may be any number of things that might be listed. So you might want to start making lists of things that are also important to your life, or maybe in a negative way they're important to your life, and finding out whether or not they're compound decisions that relate to those particular elements. Does that answer your question a little bit?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Great. Well, thanks for calling. Okay. 678-749, you're on the air. Can I help you?
Hey, Michael. Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. My question has to do with what you do next. And if you can find your passion and you're sitting here ready to go, sometimes I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. And how do I get traction? How can I, you know, there's capital involved, there's planning. I mean, there's a million directions you can go. So once I've got this passion, or I've defined a passion, how do I translate that into something? What are my first go steps?
Excellent question, Don, and I'll answer that as best I can. But let me ask you a couple of questions here, if I may. You said that you have a passion already?
Right. I'm just saying, once one has figured out their passion, or they think that they're pretty sure what their passion is, if they've taken that step and they're ready to move to the next level and make something out of it and do a business or do something and start making some money with it, what do they do next? I mean, they're all hot and ready to go, but what direction do they turn and what steps do they take?
Right. Okay, well, let me see if I can answer that. I'll put you on hold here, see if I can answer. If I understand your question, that basically you have the passion, but you just want to know the next step. I would suggest basically creating a matrix. And what I mean by that is you've got to figure out all the different parameters that go into that passion. What are the elements of that passion? Does it involve other people? Does it involve me alone? Does it involve certain tools? Does it involve certain skills? Does it involve, you know, what does it involve or what does it entail? And so once you have that matrix, or once you have that list of everything involved with that particular passion, then what I would do is begin to itemize. First of all, you know, coming from the inside out, there's a whole lot of stuff to do. And some of these things that I'm giving you, by the way, are external. And a lot of what we get from courses, like marketing courses and things like that, would give you, well, you take this and you do that, and you do this and you do that. A lot of what I'm suggesting here, excuse me, is that most of the work that you'll be doing is inside on yourself. And so when I talk about branding from the inside out, or branding from the soul, you really start from your time, or from your what I call paradigm, field of paradigms, where what are the things that you believe in about that particular passion? Before you get into the external matrix, and I needed to back up there a little, and I hope you forgive me for that. And the external matrix is important, but you need to find out, first of all, are your paradigms in place for you to win with that passion? I mentioned having compound decisions in place, like, you know, a religious belief that opposes, you know, you're getting money, for example, would be one set of that. Do you have a paradigm inside, for example, that maybe you believe in win-win, but you've got something inside that believes in win-lose? And what I mean by that is that most of us believe, say we believe in win-win. Well, I want everybody to win. I want to win, everybody win. However, when you get deep down into hidden decisions, you know, deep down there's the animal brain part of us, the reticular activating system in particular, that's switching to go into the limbic system, which is basically our animal brain, which is saying, you know, you got to kill or be killed. And so that's definitely a win-lose paradigm. And if we're reactionary based on that limbic decision, you've got to kill or be killed, then we're not living the paradigm win-win. And so there might be an element of, you know, if I don't jump onto this next thing, I'm going to die, something like that. Or if I don't get this, I might die. And so that's also a basic decision, or a really fundamental decision, that goes down into the essence of what Maslow described when he was talking about his theory or hierarchy or theory of motivation, where he said that basically the basic needs that we have are the most motivating. And if you haven't taken care of the most motivating needs that you have, i.e. your food, your water, the air you breathe, and then sex, and then relationships, and then comes home and family and things like that, on up the ladder, on up the scale until we get to this highest part of the pyramid, which is self-actualization, then essentially you're going to be hopping back and forth. You're not going to be able to get on with what your passion is, and that may be higher up in the scale, until you deal with the lower order needs or desires or paradigms that come from your animal brain. In other words, what is it that's really holding you back? What is it from your hierarchy of needs that's so important, it's such a survival issue that you're sort of stuck there? You know what I'm saying? So until you can get to the point where you can escape that particular motivation cycle, which gets sort of stuck, a lot of us get stuck in that, and we feel like we can't escape that, then you're going to be stuck in that lower level of motivation, and you're not going to be able to get on with what I think you're saying is the higher level motivation, which is your passion. Let me ask you this, Don. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I can. Do you have a particular example of something that you're looking at that you're...
What I'm talking about, what I'm asking is more of a generic kind of issue as opposed to a specific thing. But it sounds to me like what I'm hearing you say, Michael, is that I probably need to do a lot more homework before I can step out into the business world with my passion. Having your passion isn't enough in itself before you're ready to make that leap. What you're telling me is I need to know myself a little bit better.
That's actually it, Don. However, you know what? If your passion is the kind where you're willing to die for it, then pretty much you can overcome those things really quickly. You know what I'm saying? So there's an element of motivation in that passion that when you begin to apply it to these lower order decisions that I was speaking of earlier, it really begins to make a difference, and you start just clicking through those. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, and there's a way of doing that, and we'll be going into that in the course. But that excellent question, by the way, so thank you for calling in on that.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the help.
You're welcome. Okay, so what I want to do is mention... Excellent calls, by the way. Those were really, really on point. I mentioned some of the paradigms that we struggle under. Some of the ones I mentioned in the course involve win-win versus win-lose, the law of reciprocity, which means that basically you treat others as you would like to be treated, but it goes very deep into that. Also, there's a paradigm where we feel like we're motivated by a sense of self, and what I mean by that is we're trying to discover ourselves. So this would bring me out or something. And really, the motivation for the market, successful business people, by the way, all seem to be saying the same thing. And is when you look at your market, it's not about you, it's about them. What does your market want? And so really, a sense of self. Like I had the person who said that they hated selling, for example. And so I spent a few minutes with them and found out, well, the reason they hated selling, because the paradigm or the idea about selling was that, you know, the brush salesman sticks his foot in the door and then he comes in and he forces someone to buy something they don't really want or connives them into, you know, trying this out and gets them on hook for a contract, things like that. And it's just a very seedy form of the idea of the salesman and, you know, door-to-door salesman type thing. When really what selling is all about is basically giving person what you feel that they really need based on your passion. And that passion is what drives you. That passion to give them. They say, if they don't get what I have, their lives will not be complete. So that pretty much wraps up our show. Now I'm going to continue this next week, next Tuesday, and I'll be talking about the 9 ways that we sabotage our business. So be sure to tune in, and this will be on... And this will be due on June the 29th at 6 p.m., 6 to 6:30 Eastern Time. Tune in for Logical Soul Talk, and I'll go over the 9 ways we sabotage our business, which is step 2 of this particular show. So thank you for joining me. I'm Dr. Michael Craig, and this is Logical Soul Talk.